All right, I need to take 2 minutes and interrupt Kevin again to talk to Kevin about something else.
Okay, I'm ready.
On the podcast or off the podcast?
Right now. Right now, okay. Inside the podcast.
Welcome to Sit Sock, everybody. I'm Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
No, you're not.
Joe is currently in an advanced state of decay and may not make it through the whole podcast.
If I die, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I was going to say
Joe's... Father Nurgle's gifts.
Joe's sounding kind of sexy tonight.
My family has been in a constant state of being sick with new and various diseases, none of which are fucking COVID, for the last month and a half.
You do know you can still die from other diseases than
yes,
COVID,
we're
right?
Very okay. Aware.
Actually, you can't.
It's just surprising to me that we've been able to really dodge like the big ticket item and catch somehow.
You mean
as
it's
if
surprising
it
to you that you
up.
Dodge the thing that's vaccinated against and everyone's worried about, but you got other things that people don't.
Yeah, no,
shit
just
about.
Everything else. Well, it's like we're still having some of the same, like, you know, same restrictions, same kind of issues, but like somehow catching other shit still just happened. And I'm not 100% sure what I did differently. It must have been all those doorknobs I licked and some of
no,
those.
No, that ain't it. That ain't it either.
All the unwashed masses.
Kevin and I are fine, so.
It's daycare doorknobs.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like a cesspool of daycare. Like,
yeah,
there's...
yeah, that's. It's got to. It's just got to be that.
A cesspool of daycare sounds
toys.
Like the.
I don't think that's going on the band's name list.
Don't lick children's bad. Toys.
Anyway, so we were talking about some stuff before the podcast started.
Not to date us, but this Friday, the Uncharted movie comes out with Tom Holland and Mike Wahlberg. Shout out.
And I will watch that.
And it's like a, so they did the, so here's the thing, here's the rub, right? So this is the first instance of an Uncharted movie after like a lot of people seemingly have tried to do it or wanted to do it. And it never like kind of came to fruition. It's kind of like the Five Nights at Freddy's movie, but it actually had the enough of like a serious backing
okay.
to happen.
So,
but not as troubled, not as troubled.
Kyle, we lost you for a little bit there.
You came back
the recording
in five
probably
minutes
has.
Yeah, the recording's
so
fine.
We'll just yeah, recording's fine. So that's great, Kyle. Very insightful. I agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. You make a good point.
Really, in summary, and to summarize my thoughts, I guess, it's been a long time in the making, and it's kind of exciting because the Tomb Raiders had like two iterations of this, where, and that's the game people always compare Uncharted to is Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider had the Angelina Jolie movies based on the original Tomb Raider games, and then the new Tomb Raider, which is like way more gritty, by the way. I was playing it lately, and it's very violent. It's like
the gritty reboot.
Wow. There's like a lot of action cutscenes, and you get murdered quite a bit, and there's long, long murders. Like you're getting, it's like kind of like here, I'll get that in a second, but they had the movie series off the second Tomb Raider games too. I can't remember the lady who did it, but it was like a new cast and everything. And so this is like Uncharted's like first time around, right? So based off of the idea that I really like that new Resident Evil movie, it sounds kind of like they're doing something similar where they're kind of pushing a bunch of the game's plots together into one movie to get them like off of the starting point so people can kind of be up to date with Nathan Drake or something. But gotcha. I'm interested to see how they do that with those movies. So
yeah. Yeah.
Going to wait ahead, for Joe to talk. Go ahead, Joe.
No, it's fine, fine. The only problem I really have with it is just that I feel like it's miscast right off the bat. Now, we've talked about this before that I'm not the biggest fan of Mark Wahlberg. And this isn't just really against him at all in this case. It's just that he, like, I've played, like, the first two games, and I've seen a bit of the third. Like, Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg do not come off as Nathan and Sully. They just don't, they don't pull that off for me. Like, I feel like there's better casting choices for that. I get that, like, Tom Holland's like the
who?
New kind of the new, well, one, I have to admit that short that came out, god, that was like 4 or 5 years ago, Nathan Fillion did like a short piece of him as Naked Drake, Nathan Drake.
Naked Drake is the meme we all wanted.
That's a different movie.
But he did a fucking fantastic job. And I'm trying to think of like who would be just a good Sully right off the top of my head, but my names are escaping me.
Well, I'm not an expert on this. I'm just a simple Southern chicken lawman here. But I just
wait.
Like John chicken Goodman.
Lawman, like you uphold the law between the cultures that are the communities of chickens.
No, he's that chicken lawyer from Futurama.
We'll talk about Futurama in a minute.
What's great is I think I just maxed my microphone and it didn't transmit. So I'm sorry for the listeners. Discord didn't
block all of it out. Like, we heard something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So, I understand, based off of exactly two things, which is Tom Holland's interview with Jacksepticeye and being forced to watch a trailer by making the mistake of sitting in the Alamo Drafthouse where the trailers are on, which is, of course, as you all know, the worst thing in my life.
But you get to see the pre-show, which is, like, also really good.
Which is the best part of my life. And so that's why I don't leave for the trailers and come back, right? Like, I just accept that I need to be doing... have something going on in the background while I'm eating my fries. It's that this particular story is an adaptation of a number of different Uncharted stories, but it all takes place in young Nathan Drake's, like, early on. This is, like, his first big thing. As far as this iteration of the character is concerned, does that change your opinion, Joe?
Margin, like a little bit. It's like so I can see. Like I can see gig. Tom Holland. Okay. With that being said,
he is baby Nathan Drake.
I could say that I see Tom Holland as a young Nathan Drake. Okay. With that in mind, and not knowing that previously, that does make a little bit more sense. And that is okay. I think I'm just on my anti-Mark Wahlberg cat. I don't like seeing him in movies.
I get that. And I am indifferent to Mark Wahlberg. I keep wanting to say it different ways now. I am indifferent to Marky Mark. But I love Tom Holland so much that I might be a little bit gay.
No, that's fair.
Did you watch the movie Onward?
Nope.
You should watch it. He voices a character, and
Onward, the Disney movie.
The Disney movie, yeah.
It's a great movie, by the way.
It is so good.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I am like 8 Disney movies behind.
Right.
Just watch Onward. Don't worry about it. Like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, I mean, like, I just don't watch it.
I don't think it's Disney. It's DreamWorks.
Well, is it DreamWorks or Pixar?
Well, Pixar is Disney.
Hey, I don't care.
So, well, the issue is like. That's one of those that I've got to sit down and I have to like prepare like an evening because every fucking time I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit down and watch a Disney movie and actually watch it. I just like have an emotional breakdown.
Yeah, that one gets me.
Because they do that to you. They fucking get you like that.
That one gets me. I bawl like a baby with
dead
that one.
Heart.
And then the How to Train Your Dragon movies get me every time.
Mm. Mm.
But I still highly suggest watching them. They're fantastic movies.
I'll have to do it one of these days.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Kevin, you had said something earlier that I'm actually interested in too. You were talking about, you wanted to talk about something. What was that?
Futurama.
Yeah.
The season 8 reboot. Hulu's picking it up.
Now, from what I know about that, because I haven't been super keeping my ear to the ground, but is John DiMaggio not coming on board?
He's not confirmed yet, right?
Exactly. He's not confirmed. Yeah, there's like a casting call for Bender's voice right now. John DiMaggio is not 100% on. He's in.
I believe they've referred to it as negotiating his contract.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
They're openly negotiating his contract.
And so the internet's lit on fire, like usual.
Right.
Like, we will protest this.
Well, okay, that, I don't understand that mentality. But I do, it's like, it's hard to picture, it's really hard to picture a Futurama, like, season without John DiMaggio as Bender.
Right.
What if, I don't know how I feel about this, frankly, but I just want to say it. What if we give the opportunity for a new star to kind of shine here?
Well, that wouldn't be how Hollywood works, so.
I mean, yeah.
What if we find a new
we have to have
sex
more
slave of Epstein who, what's her name,
Jesus
busted,
right,
to be brought to the surface? That's how Hollywood works, right?
I mean, yeah, but, yeah.
Well, Seed's Futurama fans are kind of weird, so they flip their shit.
Yeah.
no shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is what I don't get. If you're a purist, just don't watch the new stuff. Like, don't get mad if they're trying to take it somewhere. This is a
hot
conversation I've had with Dalton, where like people are concerned about Hulu picking up Hellraiser, and they're like, oh man, like Hulu doing Hellraiser. That's actually a really bad example, because that's not. People are concerned about that for a different reason. People are really pissed off at the new Nightmare on Elm Street movie that came out with the dude from Watchmen, and that was like 8 years ago though, because these studios are just like doing something to push the franchise forward so they can keep the rights, right? Because they're like coming up on the rights and they have to do something, so they do it and they put together and it's crappy and blah blah blah. Like,
so
I feel like I don't know, this isn't happening here, but like I don't know why Hulu picked up this show after so long. Like, what are they trying to do with it? Did they just get the rights to play it, or like,
well,
and if does that mean it's going to be on Disney Plus at some point?
They finally
awesome,
lowballed them enough.
Yeah, like that's, I don't understand. It's like they're buying the IP just to have a show that people like. They're trying to pander to the wrong fans, because like Futurama fans are hardcore, right? Like,
and assholes.
You fuck that shit up, they're going to get like a platform. Your platform's going to be like shit on the internet.
You get it DDoxed.
So in my point of view is I mean, okay, cool, reboot it. Like, maybe they're trying to be Simpsons and have like 84,000 seasons and just run it right into the ground. But if they are going to get him, I kind of hope John DiMaggio does get the job, because I really like him.
He's a cool dude.
If I don't like the new season kind of sucks and it's got a new actor, then I just won't watch it. So,
I heard that they were setting it in the future, like where Fry and Leela were like old. Like, it's like not set at the end of the last season. It's like a reboot into the future.
I'm not sure I actually watched the last season, full disclosure, so...
Which one? Was it the four movies, or the season Netflix picked up, or, like, the fucking interim online content, or whatever? Like,
yep.
The Comedy Central-ish
Yeah,
thing.
That's... Yep, that's the thing. That's the joke.
There was a couple good episodes there in that last little batch.
No,
I mean, nothing...
Sure, if I can't watch it all in one place, like, I don't...
Oh,
it's
no.
So hard to, like... I mean, I know that that's a silly thing to say, because we have the internet and we can steal whatever we want.
No, it's not. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like,
just
if I have
to
dig for
season
your show,
one
I'm
through whatever.
That's why I like what Amazon does, where I can like buy the season of Rick and Morty and watch them as they air. I don't have to fucking have Hulu or something like that.
I really have no energy for the... All right, so for the first season, you go over to Hulu, and then for the second season, you have to go over to Peacock. Third through sixth season, you go to the Comedy Central live streaming. It's got ads, but it's okay. Seventh through twelfth season, you're like, I'm already over this. Why do I need a fucking manual to watch your shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird, like, a weirdly specific issue with the way that, like, streaming services have kind of become cable, and I think it's kind of a unique issue that like cable didn't really have to face, or maybe it did, but
not really
to this,
though,
like,
I think
extent.
You're right, because it's usually like you'd get reruns, right? That was the worst, but even with reruns, they would mostly all be all over the place or in one very specific place, and if you had that, you had access to it, right? If you have cable,
right,
you had access to Nick at Night, or like, you know, whatever channel you needed to do to watch those shows in like out of syndication, right? And
yeah,
that's, but I feel with, like, you're right though. It's not, it's a problem that's new for streaming, is because like each fucking person has to have their own streaming platform,
right? And and that's and because of that, since they're all individual streaming platforms, everything is now completely locked behind an individual paywall. It's kind of the same, not to completely derail, but that's one of the issues they're having, which was called out and immediately, but Warhammer Plus, Games Workshop last year or the year before, there's like, there's all these really fantastic fan animations that all these people do, like the Astartes series, which was a really solid, like one of the best Warhammer 40K like short projects that this guy just did by himself. Games Workshop decided that they wanted to offer all of these different animators and stylists, that guy included, like a platform. So they built this like Warhammer Plus application. So that's like included with getting like the PDFs and stuff for the documents and like all the like the rule sets and everything. But now you can't access any of those animations unless you get the subscription to Warhammer Plus. And they basically contract lock these guys to like not do anything close to what they were doing before, to the level they were doing before. Their audience is basically cut down completely because they're specifically locked to this one contract instead of just being on like YouTube or Vimeo or whatever the fuck else you could put it on. Like, and then now they're like getting into trouble because they're like, they're not paying them what they like had agreed to. The animation quality has suffered because of that, yada, yada, yada. But it's like these weird new... It's like the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? Because it sounds like what happens with like old syndication issues of people doing like fan service stuff.
And anybody who like thought Games Workshop was going to be able to successfully run a streaming platform was probably the person they were targeting. Which is like, let's take the people that believe in us and manipulate them even more.
Yeah. It's like, how much money can I squeeze out of this bloody stone?
How much? It's like what's the story in the Bible where like it's the one where he like just basically kills that dude's family and makes him get the plague Job? And all that stuff. Yeah, Job. It's like the story of Job with like GW fans. They're like, can we change the universe 75 times? Release new rule books with like very little testing.
We've changed rule books just to piss you off.
Well, yeah, suck exactly. it. Will you still be off fans? Yes, because there's not enough good painting stuff out there.
Right.
But Kickstarter really fucked that up, though, because, like, miniatures on Kickstarter is, like, board game bread and butter. Or it was for, like, solid five-year period.
There's a guy, these guys on YouTube, Mini Wargaming, they just, like, stream, like, short-form version of, like, them playing Warhammer and other war games. They've Kickstarted their own brand of these, like... Voidborn creatures and like this new custom game that they made. They are basically just skirting the outside lines of their own line of like Chaos Marines. They all could be played legitimately as Game Workshop's figures, but they just look different enough that they're not technically violating Games Workshop's IP.
Which is so skillful when you're talking about like resin molding. Because you're like, what does the copyright law look like there? Where you're like, well, Games Workshop patented this specific type of like what are they called when you have the bits? Like, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Bits?
Yeah, bits box.
Like, it's like this little type of bit that they have, and that's really specific to them. Or like a certain wing design or something. I wonder how that patenting works and that ownership and copywriting works in that world. Because that's it's because the 3D printing world is like out of hand right now. It's crazy and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Seeing some of the customization stuff, which is weird to see this weird backpedaling again, kind of this weird like inversion of the way that the game was designed and created and marketed, because people are like bringing back. There's a customization channel I follow, and people just throw in all the stuff that they've like kit bashed, and. Back in like the early days,
kitbash means to take a bunch of pieces and put them together into your own model, basically just for the
people who don't know that. Mm. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, thanks for the clarification. Mm. But basically, like the old White Dwarf, like issues, like the magazine that Games Workshop prints to this day. Back in the day, they used to say it's like, oh hey, you can take these pieces from some of these other models, like all the extras, and take like a box. Or like an empty deodorant canister and make it into a Tau vehicle. And you're like, what? Like, that's where they used to be. It's like, you can make your own shit. Please do. Show us the cool things you make.
Made a dryad tree folk thing out of literal branches and green stuff.
Mm.
It was so cool. Like, right? But the stuff that people make, man. Yeah. Creatives.
And honestly, up until like 5 or 6 years ago, they were still encouraging kit bashing and doing that and customization because they used to sell all of the parts. Like, the first sprue of models I got for Chaos Marines came with every individual piece. Like, the torsos, the legs, the arms, the heads, you could position them how you want. Now they're actually coming in like baby's first modeling kit. Like,
yeah,
they have like a full body. You put the torso on and fit the arm in.
And they're still as big and expensive as they used to be.
Yeah.
Kevin, like, I want to follow back. I'm going to give sorry. A sit-sock whiplash. Look, are you excited about Futurama, this new season of Futurama? Like, if they change the cast up or they set it not immediately after the next season or any of the stuff we talked about today, like, is this something you're going to watch? Or, like, are you just such a diehard fan that you're just going to watch it no matter what?
I will probably watch it no matter what. But
have you seen, like, the Disenchanted show that's on Netflix? The one?
Yeah, I've watched a couple seasons of it.
I actually like Disenchanted.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I like, it wasn't ever quite as dedicated, but...
Hmm. All right, I need to take 2 minutes and interrupt Kevin again to talk to Kevin about something else.
Okay, I'm ready.
On the podcast or off the podcast?
Right now. Right now, okay. Inside the podcast. We both have finished the Outer Worlds recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that anybody who likes Fallout is likes those kind of things from Bethesda should play Outer Worlds, because Outer Worlds is like what Torchlight 2 was to Diablo 3.
Yep.
For Fallout. Does that analogy track with anyone besides absolutely. Kevin?
Okay, I'm following. I'm picking Diablo, up what you're putting down.
Okay, just for anybody who's not, the Diablo 2 folks left Blizzard Activision after Diablo 2. And Diablo 3 was done by another team. The people who did the original Diablo and Diablo 2, that worked on those two things together, went and made the Torchlight series. And, like, within Bethesda, I feel like what they wanted to do with Fallout 76 is what they did with Outer Worlds. So, go play Outer Worlds. It's really good.
I played a lot of Fallout New Vegas. That was, the best one they did because of all the dialogue and the different factions and storylines and just the way you can mold it. And I felt like this game was quite similar. Like, Kyle was complaining the other day, or, well, not complaining. That's you were fine. Saying how with one of the factions, you were like, oh, I chose this side. And I said I was trying to make them become friends. And I did manage that. I did manage to get them, like, I ditched the one weird guy. I basically shunned him out, and then the two factions became friends again and like worked together. I don't know. It took me like probably another couple hours of playing to get that, but I was very satisfied when I finally did.
It was a whole different path than my game took, so that's really cool to know.
Yeah. And it was cool at the very end of the game, like they broke down all of the storylines that you kind of went through and said, well, person did this and this person did that. And
it was like the end of an 80s movie. They're like, Janine went on to be the best secretary that ever was at their company. It's like that for all the characters in your game.
Yeah, and factions and like what happened in the future. The way I saw it play out, I was like, oh, man, this could have gone completely opposite. I just like was trying to think of how many gigabytes of like recorded voice and like visuals and text they had for all the different endings you can get for all the different factions. I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So I could play it again and have a completely different like run easily.
It's a very good game. Even though it's pretty old, it's older now, it's very good. All right, we're way over time. Kendrick's already mad at us.
No, that's okay, everybody. I'm just glad everyone's having a good time. Like, comment, and subscribe. Buy some merch.
Go do all the cool things. Watch
Welcome
the
to
shows.
Costco.
Do the thing.
I love
Don't
you.
Die.
Bye.
Bye.